Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Annex. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip is about leaving notes should you ever be kidnapped or held hostage. This is a tip I learned from Jim Wagner, and I think it is pure genius. In the highly unlikely event that you're ever kidnapped or held hostage, you can leave secret notes for the police on any clean, dry, hard surface using only your finger. You can do this on walls, desktops, floors, car windows, the inside of a car trunk or boot, just about anywhere. You use oil from your fingers to leave invisible notes for law enforcement. If you're involved in a kidnapping or hostage situation, the police will dust the entire structure for fingerprints and evidence. They're looking to identify the perpetrators as well as any victims. You can leave evidence to convict the criminals, help identify and catch them, or even find and rescue you. The great thing is that only the police will be able to read these notes. It takes an infrared camera or fingerprinting powder to reveal them. So you want to leave information such as your name or just your initials, the date and time, so that they have a timeline of what happened and when, the description of the criminals, 5'10", male, white, red hair, the number of criminals. The police don't always have an accurate count of the number of criminals involved in the crime. You don't want to let one slip through. If you overhear any plans that they might have, the getaway boats at the local marina, or they're going to take us to a cabin in Rancho Hills, the names of the criminals, record what they call each other. Sometimes they'll let their real name slip, and that information can help catch them. And of course, anything else that you might come across that you think would be valuable to law enforcement. If they move you, even if it's just to a different room inside the same building, leave the information in multiple places. The more places the information is left, the greater the chances that it'll be found by law enforcement. And this is one of those cool things to know, but hopefully you will never, ever have to use. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.